Hey folks, this is Rick Wilkinson coming to you from the Shanghai Airport in China. And we are sitting waiting to get on the maglev train. And this is, I think it's the only one in the world that is powered by magnetism, and you float above the rail. So it's supposed to go between 300 and 420 kilometers per minute, per second, yeah, per hour, excuse me. Anyways, takes a trip from the airport to downtown in like 7.5 minutes. And I don't know how long it takes you by car, but we're just sitting here waiting now, but Larry's asking her.
It takes 1 hour by car to go from where we're at right now.
Okay,
to downtown center.
Okay.
Seven and a half minutes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, even with no traffic, 45 minutes. So, yeah, we are at rush hour anyhow, so we're going to save a lot of time by doing this. I'll start this up again once we're on the train itself. Okay, we are on the train. Very comfortable cars. They've got seats three abreast. Three abreast on that side, too, there?
Yes.
Okay. Comfortable. The door's just closed. This is like turquoise upholstery. Nice big window on your side there?
Yeah, big window.
Big window.
It covers three seats.
Oh, okay. Well, three rows, you mean? Three rows of seats? Yeah. And there are no stops along the way. It's just, you know,
from here to there, bang.
Yeah. I'm just curious whether they're going to feel the acceleration or how much of it we're going to feel. So, yeah.
Looking at the tracks, they're really wide, and they're countersunk. There's rods running through the concrete, and that's what it rides on, the magnetic.
Yeah, it floats above that or something.
Floats above that.
Yeah. So there are two sets of tracks?
Two sets.
Okay, just like, okay.
It's real wide, it's about 4 feet in between, at least.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the cabin itself, the car itself here is, must be a good 12 feet wide or something, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice how many cars there were?
How many total cars are there? Because there is quite a few.
Okay, we're starting
total
to move.
Cars.
We're starting to move. Here we go.
We're at 25 kilometers already.
Are there some kind of wheels it starts off on, or?
I don't know what's underneath the train. I'm passing the train right now, but I don't know how fast we're going. We're at 105 kilometers right now.
Really? Can hardly feels like you're moving at all. Okay, it's not neck snapping acceleration.
No, it's 135 right now.
135, okay. It feels like maybe
150 Now we're at 185.
Okay.
195.
Okay, we're up to about 120 miles an hour.
215 right now.
215.
230.
Uh-huh.
We are flying. 245.
You can see the scenery go by.
Oh yeah, that's we're flying. 265.
Okay, 180 miles an hour.
302 we got up to. Now we're straight down.
Hmm.
301 and 300 right now.
Okay.
What a smooth ride, huh?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say I was going more than 40 miles an hour. If I had to guess.
Man, we are flying. 301.
Yeah. I think Tony told us it only goes up to the fastest speeds a couple times a day.
We just bet the other train.
Oh,
that noise was.
I see.
The vacuum.
That was going the other direction?
Yeah.
What, was like a vacuum? Oh.
It was just a blink.
Just a flash, huh? Yeah.
Wow.
So what do you see along the roadside here?
Well, you see we're going over overpasses. There's no roads across this thing.
No, it goes above.
Everything goes underneath.
Yeah. So, about repassing
crossing freeways, underneath the freeway.
Apartment area. Buildings or
no houses.
Really?
Farmers' house.
Yeah, farmers' houses. Yeah. A lot of single family houses there. A lot of trees.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland.
Oh, really? They're building a Disneyland here in Shanghai?
Well, on the left side. Yeah, they're working over there. Yeah. They'll like that. That's a lot of fun. Okay, now is that downtown, center town?
Yeah.
Pearl Tower is near there somewhere, right?
Yeah. The second high building of the world. The first high building is in Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 820 meters high, almost.
Oh, yeah.
2,500 feet high. It's 2,000 feet.
We're in a curve right now. Mm. Flying.
Yeah.
301. In a curve. Spent 3 days in the bund, and then we at the Seagull Inn, or was it?
Seagull on the bund.
Seagull on the bund.
On the bund, or whatever.
Seagull on the bund.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, are we still in Pudong?
Yeah, so we're still in Pudong.
Okay, yeah, okay. And is our hotel tonight, is that on this side or the other side?
Our hotel is Fuxi, the old head, beside railway station.
Uh-huh. Is that on the west side of the river or the east side?
So are we on the east side of the river or the west side?
We're on the east side.
Our hotel is in the west side of it. Now we're in the east side of the river.
Oh, yeah.
We're slowing down, so we must be.
Our hotel is almost 20 or 30 kilometers.
So we'll have to wait for our driver.
Yeah.
Oh, the driver's going to come pick us up here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tower over there. Financial center. Around this area, almost 200,000 people working for the bank, financial, insurance, everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's big business with all your population.
Yes.
Mm. Coming to a stop. So we're in downtown Shanghai.
Shanghai's got 25
million.
That was right. 25 million population.
25 million, right?
Yeah. Two airports, three railway stations.
That was quick.
Yeah.
500 kilometers along the subway.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, folks. Coming to you from Shanghai.
China.
Talk to you later.
Take our time.
Yeah.